Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, August 25th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump surrenders in Georgia. House Republicans investigate the Atlanta district attorney. Young Americans prefer pets to children. And a record number of Americans plan on traveling this Labor Day. That's all coming up. And then I will be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump taken into custody in Atlanta last night. The former president charged along with 18 co-defendants for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election results. If I may, sidebar here, of all the groups of indictments, I think this one's the most ridiculous, but also the one that's most likely to actually have him end up in jail, because it's the easiest to find someone guilty of RICO charges, and there's no pardon. The president and the governor can't pardon. There's like a 5-person panel in Georgia that issues the pardons. The DA there filing paperwork to start the trial no later than this October. In total, Trump has been charged with 91 federal and state charges in 4 separate cases. And if convicted, he faces a maximum prison sentence of 717 years. Also the death penalty. They're not talking about that, but one of the charges in DC, conspiracy against rights. If someone dies in the commission of that crime, then they're eligible for the death penalty. The House Judiciary Committee is probing Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis regarding her motivations for prosecuting Donald Trump. Jim Jordan said in a letter, quote, "It is noteworthy that just 4 days before the indictment, you launched a new campaign fundraising website that highlighted your investigation into President Trump." Additionally, the forewoman on the special grand jury bragged about her excitement at the prospect of getting to swear him in. Whew, that woman, she was something special. She was so giddy about, ooh, I thought that would be so cool. A survey from Consumer Affairs finds 50% of young folks would rather have pets than their own children. 2/3 refuse to take part in daily activities without their pets. Millennials spend more on the family pet than any other generation. On average, young owners burn $250 a month on pets, on cats and dogs. That's $3,000 a year on toys and treats. Labor Day travel, up 44% compared to last year. A survey from AAA finds a record number of Americans will hit the road for the holiday weekend. On average, the typical family spends 8 hours in the car. The top road trips for 2023, Key West, Florida, the Grand Canyon, Orchard Beach, Maine, Montauk, Long Island, and the number one destination this September, Yosemite National Park. Message of the day, next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. In the Library of Congress, there are the last two known copies of a book. One of them's in such bad shape, you're not even allowed to touch it. The other one you can hold in your hands. It's called Come Out Fighting, the epic tale of the 761st Tank Battalion, 1942 to 1945. It tells the story of the first black tank battalion to fight in World War II. Stories that I find so mind-blowingly inspirational are stories of black regiments in World War II, the Tuskegee Airmen, the Japanese 442nd in World War II. I'm sure there's others that I'm not aware of, but the idea that, let's just focus on the Japanese 442nd. Their families are interned in America. And instead of being bitter and resentful, they join the military and attack and defeat Japan. That's unbelievable. And for the black regiments, I once talked to the first black city council member in San Diego. He served in World War II, came home, got off the train, could not eat at the restaurants, and could not stay at the hotels downtown while wearing his uniform. And you know what he did? He whined and complained and woed is me for the rest of his life. No, he worked hard and one day became a city councilman. The idea that these men in the 761st Tank Battalion lived in a segregated country and still fought for that country that was actively discriminating against them, it's unbelievable. And then we have people today who complain about racism and how I can't even, give me a break. Story goes that in 1944, General Patton was leading a charge towards Germany, but he was running out of tanks. So he sent for the 761st. So he met with these men. He said, everyone has their eyes on you and is expecting great things from you. Most of all, your race is looking forward to you. Don't let them down. And damn you, don't let me down. These men saw 180 days straight on the front lines. One German officer was captured by these men, and he said, such bravery I've never before seen. Why do we need to know this story? This is why I love history so much. You can look to these great men who did great things, and it makes you want to be better. One of the men in this tank battalion, they were real people. He said later in his life, they said we weren't qualified to do this, and we set out to prove different. And we did. We proved it. That's what we lost in America. That is what we've lost. We've lost the I'm going to prove you wrong perseverance. Instead, it's, oh, you say I can't do it? Okay. Instead, we fall over, we keel over and do everything we can to prove other people right about us. Instead of standing up and doing everything we can to prove people wrong. We used to be the people who could do great things. And when people said, there's no way, that made us work even harder. Maybe there's nothing sweeter in life than proving people wrong. How can we get away from this I can't even attitude and get back to the, oh yeah, attitude again? Something was said at the debate along these lines, and I want to talk about that next. We better figure this out. Otherwise, China's going to say we can't defend ourselves, and we'll say, you're right. We'll talk about the debate moment and what we can do about this next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Many of our founding fathers, by the end of their life, had great despair about the future of the country they created. They truly believed that this was an experiment. They're like, well, we'll see. And where they were hopeful at first, cautiously optimistic, many were in downright despair near the end of their life. John Adams says, there's so much venality and corruption, so much avarice and ambition, such a rage for profit and commerce among all ranks and degrees of men, that I sometimes doubt whether there is public virtue enough to support a republic. There was a really interesting moment in the debate where Mike Pence and Vivek were going at it. And Pence said, it's morning in America. We just need a government as good as her people. And Vivek said, it's not morning in America. We live in a dark moment. Where do you stand on that? There seems to be two schools of thought. We'll call option A the Pence option, that the American people are good and patriotic and God-fearing and frustrated because our government doesn't match the goodness of the wonderful American people. Things are great and looking up. And then there's option B, the Vivek option, that there are too many people in America who are bad and hate this country and hate God, and our government is a perfect reflection of who we are, unfortunately. And it's not morning in America. It's the middle of the night, and nothing good happens at 2 a.m., and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Are you more in the Pence or the Vivek camp? When I do get discouraged, this is a truth that I always go back to. Sometimes things have to hit rock bottom before they can get better. John Quincy Adams in 1814, he said, human nature cannot bear prosperity. It inevitably intoxicates individuals and nations. Adversity is the great reformer. Affliction is the purifying furnace. Prosperity has thrown our dear America into an easy trance for 30 years. This is 1814. The dear delights of riches and luxury have drowned all her intellectual and physical energies. So maybe we need that rock bottom before the best of us can rise back to the surface and make America great again.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Thank you for listening this week. Thank you, Bill, for trusting me, letting me be here. And Bill, we'll be back next week.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.